I believe in my better moments that there is a plan and things go not the way we want them to, but the way they should. Ann Patchett.
Lori Havener grew up in Seymour, Indiana. For many years, she taught English at Bloomington High School North. Much of her poetry centers on these two aspects of her life, growing up in rural Indiana and working with high school students. Her poem, Writing, recently appeared in the Writer magazine. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Lori, what poems have you brought for us today?
Risk. I was always trying to save you from yourself, but teetering on the edge of existence was all part of the fun. Driving us over the clattering railroad tracks, swerving around the line of waiting cars, temporarily blocked by another driver, we barely missed the oncoming train. Drinking yourself empty while the TV blared, a sad blankness reflected across your face, clumsily removing your heavy jewelry, a glittering pile next to the recliner. Hiding packs of cigarettes in the bathroom drawer, those are my friends, you shouted. Which friend? I wondered anxiously. I stopped throwing them away. Sipping old fashions amid chemo treatments, a soft inquiry from a friend. Should you be drinking that? No one's words mattered. But surely you must be safe now, Mom, somehow sequestered in a different world where risk is no longer the reason behind your existence. A Bracelet of Memories. Tightly holding onto my hand on that first day of school, you ushered me gently toward the office. Bending down to kiss me the morning of your car accident, you were wearing your favorite yellow dress. Your voice trembling with fear when my fever went too high, the shaky realization that you could lose me. Smiling bravely when I insisted on taking your picture, the scars from your accident brutally apparent. Waving goodbye until my car disappeared, then suddenly you were too weak to see me off. Calling me when you began to fall, that rarely heard cry in your voice. Coming back into your body the final time, those last few familiar words. Fancy lunches, shopping trips, all over too fast. 7 years of suffering seemed like 77. Such thick grief I suppressed for so long. The firm clasp of your love still encircles me. Family pictures. I almost can't say what that did to me. I assumed everyone would be included, even me, the child of the dead sister. A 32-year-old stray cat, alert to the call of the family gathering, rubbing up against those remaining aunts, uncles, and cousins, encouraged to scoot in on the very edge of the picture, I thought I'd found a new place. When suddenly I was handed the camera and told that I would be taking the official Christmas photo, the one that did not include me. Two of my cousins confronted my aunt. Why can't Lori be in this picture? Because it's just our family, she bluntly replied. How silly of me to consider myself one of that number. Desperate for comfort in a brave new world, after 7 years of watching my mother die, that Christmas chill is still with me, even today.
You've been listening to poems by Lori Havener on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.